Glory be to God. Come on and clap like you're excited. Come on and clap like you're excited. Come on online and clap like you're excited, like you know that you've just been reset in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory in this house. My God, there was so much power that rolling in here. When I opened the door, it's like, poof. Somebody shout reset. My God, thank God for all online listeners with us this morning that is tuned in, tapped in, and that is joined in into this new anointing that is being released from the throne of grace. I take no credit for what God is doing in your life. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I take no credit. Hallelujah. I'm just going to exhort this morning about the reset anointing. We broke some ground. We broke some bread on Wednesday, and it was a heavy message, and the enemy fought me tooth and nail. How many know that? He fought, but the word still came forth. Glory be to God. Because when the enemy fights, it's because there isn't a release of an anointing of a true breakthrough that's trying to come in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be. He don't fight a dead word. He fight a living word. Glory be to God. And so the reset is a certain type of anointing that I saw rolling down from the grace of God. Rolling down. And the reset is a recalibration, a realignment that literally turn your mindset, turn your heart, turn your ways. It turns your walk. It turns your talk. It turns the people you hang out with. It turns your connection. It turns the opportunities towards you. It turns your vision in the right relation, right direction, and it turns a new revelation over your life. Somebody shout reset. So while I'm exhorting, I'm explaining that through probably 5 to 10 years, things have come into your life, good and bad, good and bad. You met some good people and bad things began to happen. You tried something good, but something bad came out of it. Through the years, things have just happened in our lives. Most of what has happened has been out of our control, but there is a percent that has happened that have been in our control. We can't continue to blame and give credit to the enemy when we have control over our lives. Somebody say, I need a reset. When the enemy is in your camp, when the enemy is in your mind, in your heart, in your ways, and in your life, and on a daily basis, you got to deal with him. You need a reset. Because originally, the way I see the alignment coming back is the way the reset anointing is destroying you as you turn into this anointing. Things are being destroyed on point of contact that brings you directly into power. That where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's a whole lot of liberty going on. Somebody put your hands together. Come on and put your hands together right there in your living room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where freedom is. You can't set yourself free. It takes power to set you free. So in this early service and online early services, what is happening in the Father's house? There is an apostolic pastoral teaching and a strong prophetic power coming together. They are joined together by a force. They are shaking hands. They are high-fiving. And they're saying it's time for the captives to be free. Come on and put your hands together. I'm just loving the anointing. I'm loving the anointing right now because I'm being reset right now. Every chance I get to get into this reset anointing, I'm going to step my bold self in it. Reset. Because of the attachments of what have come through the years, what have come down in the bloodline, what have come down in relationships, what have passed on through, have become attached. And some of these attachments are no longer necessary. Really, originally, it wasn't supposed to even be a part of your life. So the reset anointing is destroying attachments. And when I looked up the word reset, the hard reset, the factory reset, where the word of the Lord spoke and said, back to the original foundation. I'm turning you back to what I originally planned for you to do. Why now? Because now you mature and you know better. Come on and put your hands together, because you grew up. That's why. Because you saw the enemy enough that now you know that if I just get a new beginning, if I get a new year, if I had a chance to do it again, I think I'll do it a different way. That's what this reset anointing is being released upon you. And so in the hard reset, it's like the Lord is saying, and I spoke it Wednesday, that the reset button has already been pushed. Glory be to God. So all we're doing is speaking into the reset, because heaven has already approved it. Come on, somebody. Heaven has approved your reset. And with that, some points I brought out was making room. The attachments and things that is added and come along in your life begin to clutter, begins to take up space. And the biggest point that I still see that's driving a force right now, listen to me, believer, is making room for the glory of God. When the Father is getting ready to step into your life, when he's getting ready to bring about a change and a next move, he's walking in your life and he's saying, I have no room. I don't have any room. It's too much going on. So in the rooms of your heart, in your mind, in your life, in your walk, in your daily position of who you are, there has to be room. If it's something that you're looking for, it's something that you're trying to pull down from heaven, you got to have room. So I saw that the Lord was coming and walking through this anointing, and he was making room. And he has to have your participation. He has to have your authorization. He has to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you. Say, now's the time and I'm going to do it. Somebody say, make room. The next point I made was the new and improved mindset. The resetting of a mind is a very powerful thing, because everything operates from up here. Everything you do coming out of this part of you right here, it don't got nothing to do with your friends and those influences. This is the year that you're going to have a mind like Christ and do it just like he did it. Come on and give God some glory. It's not, nobody have influence over you. I decree it over this house and online. Nobody has influence and power over you. You're going to use the mind of Christ to get to where you're going in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive that. The mindset is the reason why he said that mind that's in you, let the same mind that is in Christ be in you. It broke the powers of influence. It broke the power of pleasing people. It broke the power of family ties. It broke the power of negativity. It broke the power of people misleading you. It broke the power of a following behind something that's not good. Is when he said, think for yourself, but think with the mind that Christ gave you. Come on and put your hands together and tell the Lord, yes! It's all right to think. It's all right to make decisions, but make it with the mind of who? A church in here this morning. I feel one online. The next point I pulled out was destiny wants to have a conversation with you. Destiny wants to communicate with you. And you have to have that mindset. So when it's the words and the revelation and things are coming to you, trying to communicate with you, that you're receiving it and you're understanding it. And the beautiful thing about it, man of God, is the instructions of your destiny is one that you can understand. Glory be to God. We have made destiny too hard. We have been sick. We have been predestined. So when we get here, destiny pulls us and we go towards destiny in the name of the Lord. But destiny is such a walk, a talk, a conversation, a movement, and a doing that when it is being released unto your life, you're well able to follow it. There shouldn't be nothing between you and your destiny. Somebody tell him, yes! Shouldn't be nothing between you and purpose. I'm releasing right now, reset anointing upon that. There should be nothing between. Are you listening, daughter? It should be nothing between. Are you listening in the back? There should be nothing between you and your purpose on why you're here. It should be nothing between. It should be no deals. You tell that devil no deal, because there should be nothing between me and where I'm going and why God still got me here breathing. And I'm going to fulfill. Somebody say, I'm going to fulfill every bit of my purpose in the name of Jesus. Come on and put your hands together, because I feel destiny being released. I feel that destiny can come through the door now. I feel like there's a handshake going on. And you know, destiny, I used to think that destiny was like this big old place and paradise and lights going on and all that kind of stuff. And then when you get there, you're just going to be shouting all everywhere and lights on and confetti going on, you know. Like the fairgrounds, like going to the fair. Like that day you begged your mama to go to the carnival and she finally took you and you finally got on that ride and it was the best ride in the park. But I'm realizing that destiny is a daily basis walk. Come on, somebody. You walk in it every day. You walk in it every day. You're going to wake up to destiny every day. Good morning. Good morning. I'm here. I'm here. And today got my name on it. Somebody shout glory. I feel an anointing. Put your hands together. Bless him. Every day. Somebody say every day. Reset. The next point is that your future is attached to your thoughts. And there's no reason for your future to be pulling one way and your thoughts pulling the other. This is the year of the reset, where the future and the thoughts pull together in Jesus' name. Where they partner together and you know exactly where you're going. Because future is not over there and then you over here. That's out of alignment. You're not aligned. And I think with age, as I bring Pastor Chuck up, I believe that with age, he enjoying this. He wants so much of the reset anointing. I mean, but you know what? It's enough to share it. It is. I lost my thought. Tell me what I was saying. There it is. Carlos tracks me in the spirit. So if I lose, all I got to do is look over here and he's going to tell me exactly where I was. That's an anointing. And I thank God for the grace on him. Let me tell you something. With age, you begin to realize that you're still here. With age, you wake up and figure out that some people that went on, but you're still here. With age, you mature to a place that you stop existing. And you begin to have a desire to live. Come on and put your hands together. With age. I'm talking to you online right now. With age, you begin to come to conclusion that there is something here for me to do. And with age, you become more determined to get the reset back to the proper alignment, so you can get in right position no matter what your age is, and you can break forth and go. And that's what type of anointing we're talking about. Reset and go. Come on and put your hands together for Pastor Chuck as he comes. We're going to tag team. We're going to impart. But while you're sitting there, when things are coming down, you just say, I receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it. Hallelujah. Far. Don't go too far. You know, it's interesting that she said with age, and then she started talking and she said just my name. So I don't know if there was a communication happening there. Hallelujah. She was honoring me. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wasn't sure how to take that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell you what, go with me to Philippians 2 real quick. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time in teaching because I really want this to be more about ministry. But I there's a couple of things that I want you to catch here, because catching it positions our heart to what? Receive. 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 So Philippians 2:13 says this. It says, "For it is God, it is God, it is God, it is God." Say it with me. It is God who is at work in me to will and to do for His good pleasure. It is God who is at work in me to will and to do for His good pleasure. That means I don't have to make any deal with the devil. I don't have to. You know what? Even in your infancy, you never had to make a deal with the devil. Even in your infancy, I remember in 99, the devil came to me one morning and I was nobody from nowhere to know nothing yet. I didn't have any understanding other than just a passion for God. And he came in there and he woke me up and he's standing at the foot of my bed and he says, "I want to make a deal." And I just look at him and honest to God, I just said, "No deals." And I flipped over and went back to sleep. Because the boldness and the confidence of God filled me in that moment. And the boldness and confidence of God filled the room in that moment. It had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the grace of God that is upon each and every believer when you allow Him to work in your life. And I didn't know what purpose or when I woke up, I was like, why would He bother with me? But you know, God has that power and that authority in you. In you. Say in me. In me. In me. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Corinthians. This is the main thing that I wanted to say. 2 Corinthians 5. Because we're in reset and go today. We're in a reset and go. This is like a lot of people in January, they start fasting. Why? They start fasting to prepare their body and their soul for the new year. And there's nothing wrong with fasting. If that's your thing, that's awesome. Jump into it. But today is kind of like fasting in that it's a preparation for your spirit. Because we want to receive everything that's available for us to receive. But let me give you a scripture for it, and then we're going to jump into it. 2 Corinthians 14 says, "For the love of Christ controls us." Now that means it's holding us together. It's holding us together. It's making us like glue to one another. It's making us like glue with one another. It's holding us together. "Having concluded this, that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." Verse 17. "Therefore," say therefore, "if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature." I'm a new creature. The old things are passed away. And behold, the new things have come. Behold, the new things have come. If there's a reset scripture, I believe that's a reset scripture. Behold, new things have come. That means I'm letting loose of the old thing. I'm letting loose of those things. Sometimes some things were good for a season. It was a good thing, but it was only good for a season. And it's time to let it go so you can progress to the next season. It's time to move into the next season because that's what God has for us. Some things were bad from the very beginning and they were just part of the old man. We can let go today. Say, let go. So we can get God. So we can get God. Hallelujah. We want to let go. See, sometimes the enemy planted in your life because he wanted to grow a harvest and keep you from becoming who destiny already said you were. We're not looking for you to become somebody you're not. We're looking for you to become who you are. Who God said you were. Who He already put in your DNA. Your DNA has the image of Christ in it. Your DNA has everything that's required to make Christ come forth in it. All we're doing today is giving you the opportunity to enjoy it and to release it. Hallelujah. You know, when you look at a butterfly, you see a caterpillar first. You see a caterpillar, and you see that little caterpillar, and you think, how in the world could this thing be a butterfly? But when a little pressure and a little time, he's wrapped up in that cocoon. And a little pressure and a little time, that little worm-looking caterpillar becomes a butterfly. But guess what? That beauty came because it was already in the DNA. It came because it was already in the DNA. It wasn't that it changed who it was. It just became who it was supposed to be. It got off the ground and began to fly. Today we're getting off the ground and we're beginning to fly. We're getting off the ground and we're beginning to show our beauty. We're getting off the ground and we're beginning to be released to be who God said we are. Hallelujah. So sometimes the things that are there, they're what? Things that get in the way. So it's time to cast off the works of darkness. Cast off the works of darkness. Say this with me. Say this with me, and it's a test. I am great. I am great. Now I want you to think and just to listen inside. Did anything disagree with that? Okay? Let's do this. Let's invite Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence that's been here all the way already in this moment. We thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. So just say this with me. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come reveal yourself, reveal the plan of God, reveal the purpose of God, and reveal the destiny of God in me. I thank you this morning for ridding me of all the attachments that have tried to slow me down. I thank you today for bringing forth the beauty and the life you see in me. Hallelujah. So in a minute ago, I asked you just to say, I am great. I am great. Now, Holy Spirit, if there's something in me that disagrees, I want you to show me. I'm going to give you a moment just to get a fix on it. Some of these things we do may or may not apply to you today. But you get a fix on it. So, Holy Spirit, if there's something that did not agree, if there's something that felt like maybe I'm not great, I make a choice this morning to yield it to you. I choose, Lord, to give that thought to you. All of it. I thank you, Lord, my freedom this morning from every doubt. I thank you this morning for my freedom from every negativity that would keep me from receiving what you have for me, that would keep me from believing who you created me to be. See, when we begin to make confession in alignment with His purpose in our life, it's more than just your word, it's agreement with His Spirit. Next one. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, if there's something in me that doesn't yet agree with that statement, that declaration, I ask you to bring it to the surface in me so I can see it. whatever this is. Lord Jesus, your word says, I can trust you. I make a declaration that I trust you. I make a declaration that exceeds and supersedes this area of hurt, disappointment, or unbelief. I choose to stand in my trust. Regardless of what I've seen, regardless of what I've heard, regardless of where I've been, I affirm trust in you, Lord. Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. And I allow you to become my refuge, my high place, my strength. Those were the warm-ups. See, sometimes we have a negative mindset, and I'm trying to clear out those negative mindsets. There's something that in the back of our mind, we hear somebody say, you're great, and they try to celebrate us, and we're like, maybe I can't celebrate that with them. I don't want you to be in that place. I want you to celebrate who you are. Because each and every one of you has destiny in your life. Each and every one of you has purpose in your life. And I want you to be able to celebrate it with a clear heart. Because when someone comes to celebrate you, they're not exalting you. They're exalting Christ in you. And when we receive it as Christ in us, we should be rejoicing with them. And we should be free to do so. Hallelujah. It's Christ who is at work in me. My heart is not troubled. John 14:1. Because I choose to trust in God and in Christ. Now sometimes things have happened in our life and we don't know what to do with it. So we stuff it. We hide it. Sometimes things have happened in our life that are so hurtful to us that we don't know what to do with it. And so we just put it away. I want you to just pray with this. Holy Spirit, is there something in my life that's keeping me from knowing you, from being free with you? Sometimes that might be something that, like, you've had a divorce, you've had an abortion, you failed at something that you really wanted to do, or maybe just the product of your own rebellion. Hello, that's me. And sometimes that means those are things that we can't forgive ourselves for. Today, that changes. The anointing is here to break that over your life. The anointing is here to break that right now. Right now. Whatever it is. So, Lord, if there's something that I can't forgive myself for, I ask you to show me by your Spirit. And you probably got that one really quick. If that applies to you, you got that really quick. So I want to tell you right now, Lord Jesus, according to your word, I can make a declaration. I make a choice. And my choice, the liberty of my choosing, is greater than all the power of the enemy. So today I choose to give this thing to you. I give this to you. This thing that I couldn't forgive myself for, I give it to you. And I declare, I forgive even myself. I choose to walk in forgiveness to myself. I choose to receive the forgiveness that you gave me. See, forgiving is a choice. Whether we're forgiving somebody else or forgiving ourselves. It all starts with a choice. You don't have to do anything. It's God who's at work in you. You just make a choice to align yourself with Him. So Lord, I choose to surrender that unforgiveness. I choose to walk in the light of your word, to walk in the light of your love, to walk in the light of that ministry of reconciliation that you've already placed in me. I don't have to hide in shame. I can walk with you. I can get close to you. And you can whisper in my ear of your love for me. You can whisper in your ear of your destiny for me. I receive it by the anointing of your Holy Ghost. Revelation means to take the lid off. You mentioned revelation earlier. It means to take the lid off. Sometimes in our lives, we have to take the lid off. Revelation can be a word that comes to us and it takes the lid off of something that we didn't even know was there. I gave a word last Sunday, and I hope if you were here that you caught it, because it's time to take the lid off of our life. It's time to take the lid off of our destiny. And sometimes that applies, and like in that particular word, it applies to our finances. It's time to take the lid off. Because see, poverty is not a thing, it's a mindset. So it's time to take the lid off. Because it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can still have a poverty mindset. So it's time to take the lid off. Sometimes it doesn't matter where you are in life, you're still thinking with that, oh, that limited thinking. It's time to take the lid off. See, because what I saw was like being in a river and you're just underwater and you were underwater. I felt like I was underwater for months and months and months and months and months. And then all of a sudden I got above the water. All of a sudden, I came out. I came out. Why? Because God was taking the lid off. There's a moment right now for letting, Lord Jesus, take the lid off. Take the lid off of my provision. Take the lid off of my finances. Take the lid off of my thinking. Take the lid off of my heart. Take the lid off of my destiny. I choose your path. I choose your mindset. I choose to follow with you. I choose to join in with you. I choose to excel with you. I choose to accelerate from this moment forward. I choose to receive your destiny. Hallelujah. You can jump in anytime. There's a whole nother mic here. Glory. Glory. So Holy Spirit, it's okay. The effect is good. I choose to hear you.
To hear you.
In this new year.
In this new year.
Like never before.
Like never before.
I choose.
I choose.
To know, Lord.
To know, Lord.
What has kept me.
what has kept
in my comfort zone.
In my comfort zone.
And I choose.
And I choose.
To make a choice.
To make a choice.
To step out.
To step out.
Of my comfort zone.
Of my comfort zone.
On purpose.
On purpose.
With you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
I choose.
I choose.
To step.
To step.
Into.
Into.
My destiny.
My destiny.
With you.
With you.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Come on and put those hands together and receive. Somebody say, I receive that. Come on and receive that anointing. Come on and receive. Let that make room. Come on. Come on. Come on. Make some room this morning. Glory be to God. Make room for destiny this morning. So I choose to make room. I overrule. I override every attachment through the years that have blocked my destiny course. Today is a reset day in Jesus' name.
Yes. Put your hands together.
Glory.
Put your hands together.
Glory, 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 glory. I see that some people are receiving. I see chains are being broken off even right now with a declaration. Sometimes you got to open up your mouth. And sometimes the enemy on the inside will try to plug your mouth in your declaration. I see about five people being unplugged. Say, unplug me.
Unplug
see, the
me.
Enemy don't want you to decree over your life. But if you don't prophesy to yourself, sometimes it takes that you got to speak to your situation. So I speak to that enemy that's trying to muffle down the declaration over your life. And you need to take a bold stand and say, I speak over my life. I decree this is my year. I have a reset anointing upon me. I'm in the atmosphere of change, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on and put your hands together. We destroy all muffling demons. All demons are trying to plug you up. All spirits are trying to say, don't say it like that. Don't do it like that. Don't say, well, you ain't got to say that. Well, you know, you ain't did nothing in that area. But I break that in the name of Jesus, that you're well able to speak over your life in the name of the Lord. This could be the day that your whole life changed.
Lord.
Somebody tell him yes.
Shabbat. See, we're doing something new here. It's going to shift into what God has already planned. It's shifting into what God has already declared over your life, because there's a moment where He can begin releasing us from that past and stepping us into the next thing. So Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
whatever I've kept hidden
in my heart,
that didn't agree with you,
that didn't agree,
whatever
with
that event was,
whatever the event was,
whatever that action was,
whatever the action was,
I submit it
to you.
I make confession of it.
I make confession
to you. So Lord, you set me free of it.
You set me
today.
Free. Today.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Chains are breaking.
Chains
are breaking.
Chains are breaking.
Chains are breaking.
Chains are breaking.
Bondages are broken off.
Bondages are broken off.
People are being set free.
People are being set free.
Why? Because we're allowing our heart. We're allowing our heart to be with you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the reset.
Yes.
Of the grace. Somebody say, I have grace. Decree, I have grace over my life.
I have grace.
Some of you have been just trying to do things on your own and on an everyday basis, and you're trying to come up with a conclusion to make up a 24-hour for yourself. But today you're being broken free, and today you have a grace to live and a grace to do it.
Glory.
Somebody say, I have grace.
I have grace.
Oh, you better make a declaration over your life, because from this day forward, you ain't got to figure it out. Grace gonna do it for you. Somebody say, I have the grace. Come on, grace is God's infinite. It is His power. It is His will. It's the way that He comes into your life and make a way. It's the way that He moves mountains for you. It's the way He provides for you. It was already set for you not to do it, but for Him to do it. Somebody say, I have grace.
I have grace.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, so cool, NASA. Thank you, Lord.
There's
Thank
something
you,
more.
Thank you, Lord, for the grace. I'm going to break. Speak over your life and break the chains of generational curses. The curse that you see running rapid. The curse that you see. The one that everybody ignores and nobody wants to deal with. There is an anointing to break the generational curses. He says, I have been trying to break this curse for over 5 and 10 years. I need an individual in the DNA, in the bloodline to take a stand, a bold stand. To say, I see this curse and it needs to stop with me in the name of the Lord. It may hit those that didn't come over. It may hit those behind me, but it's not going to hit me and those in front of me in the name of the Lord. Say, today,
today,
every generational curse, every spirit that have come against my family, that have come against the generations, I break it in the name of the Lord. I'm going to take a bold stand in God. And I'm going to stop every enemy that's running rapid in the generation. In the name of the Lord. Come on and put your hands together. We break the generational curses. It's people standing right now because there is a generational curse. There is something called a pattern of evil darkness. There is a pattern that wants to jump from way 10 years and jump in this generation, but I break it in the name of the Lord. You will not jump in this generation. You will not jump in the generation of our kids. You will not jump in the generation of our marriages. You will not jump in relationships. I break the curse now. All illnesses, all disasters, all failed marriages, all, I see even incarcerations. We break the curse in the name of the Lord. We are being reset into a blessed area in God. We're being reset where the curse is broken in Jesus' name. Somebody tell him yes.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and put your hands together because I feel a fire of the Holy Ghost needs to fall right there. I speak the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come on and keep clapping. I release fire. I release fire. Every time that curse try to fall in my house, fire of the Holy Ghost. You will not come nigh the willing. This is the year. That your prosperity year is going to amaze you. This is the year that your blessed self is going to get tickled to death because you're going to see that you're so blessed and that you don't have to live in a patterned lifestyle any longer. You're going to take a boldness in God. Say, I decree Holy Ghost boldness. To leap over walls, to break bars of iron, and break every chain. It starts with me. Use me, Lord. I am the anointed. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes. Come on, celebrate.
I feel chains breaking.
Celebrate it.
Hallelujah. I feel chains breaking.
Lord.
Somebody shout, break, break, break.
Break, break, break. Glory. Hallelujah. Come here. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Isn't it awesome when the offices come together? The offices come together because why? We want to be a blessing to you. We want to be a blessing to you. So we just celebrate to you this morning. We just declare out of every office in this house that your breakthrough and your greatest year is this year. Your breakthrough is right now. Your greatest year is this year. May the pleasure of God be upon you all the year long. And may you be aware of the pleasure of God over your life. May aware of the pleasure of God, His delight in you.
Yes.
Because as you're delighting in you, He's delighting in you and you're delighting in Him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
If somebody can bring that big old basket down.
Come on.
Give me an opportunity just to celebrate with an offering. To celebrate
Glory
His goodness with an offering this morning. I thank you for what you're doing in this house. I thank you for your attention this morning. We have a Matt Sorger coming in just a few minutes. I believe our hearts are positioned to receive. I believe our hearts are positioned to hear God this morning, to receive from God, not only today, but all throughout this year.
Yes,
I believe
we've
cleared some ground, and I just declare that the ground you cleared stays clear.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to shout it. You can just begin to comfort in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. And even as we just wind this down for this moment,
thank you, Lord.
Know that God is doing something in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Mr. Chris, you can, oh, I see you're handing out. So, you know what? I'll let Tina sing rather than me. That would be good. Miss Lily threw me under the bus last Wednesday night. Did you know that? I was singing coming down the hallway, and she was ahead of me, and she turned around and she said, you know, you might ought to stick with preaching, Pastor. I was like, Actually, it was not. I decree I can sing in the new year. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just celebrate you. We thank God for what's happening in this first service. And if you just continue to pray for this first service and what God is doing is a continuation. There's a fire. There is a mission. There is a destiny that God has for this first services. And when he land his camp of holy fire, all you do is gather around it.
Chris,
and as long as it sits and stays, we just enjoy it. So continue to pray because we don't want this to lift. This is touching lives like never before. It's people texting me and calling me and telling me about the reset anointing. I want to testify that yesterday there was a pastor that called me. I mean, out of the blue pastor that called. And I haven't heard from her probably in a whole year. And so she begins to talk to me, and I was right in the middle of the store. I was at Bootborn, and people all around me. As soon as she started talking, when she mentioned the same thing that she was going through in 2017, that she has came over into her 2018, and she thought she was going to begin to talk about it. But I said, I have no conversation and no deals with a 2017. Come on, somebody. I said, we are resetting right now. And I release the anointing on point of contact. She said, Pastor Tina, keep talking. And I got to pull over. And the anointing flooded the car and took her over just by conversating that you have been reset. Sometimes you got to speak to people. And when you identify that you in an old pattern, an old season, in an old year, you say, that is gone. That is done away. I reset you in Jesus' name.